Hello again. Now, this week it was no surprise to hear of the two new positive cases arriving from yonder. As the case numbers climb rapidly across the seas, it can feel at times that we're living in a Manx bubble, but surrounded by coughing, sniffling humanoids on all sides. Talking to a lady on the phone this last week, this person was in self-isolation, which was happy to embrace. She couldn't believe all these people over here just behaving as if nothing was amiss in the world. No COVID restrictions as such, on distancing, shopping queues, gatherings, no masks. This, of course, could all change and very quickly too. So let's not forget the initial typical symptoms of COVID-19 infections. A new fever, maybe 38 or so. A new persistent cough and a change, either loss or significant alteration, to the sense of smell and or taste, so-called anosmia. Check out the very latest gov.im advice on all this stuff, or the reason as to why you may wish to dial or indeed discuss these symptoms, if there are there, with 111, available at the moment between the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Other lines of inquiry, of course, include your own GP surgery, a phone call, or A&E. But frankly, in cases where a new cough, fever, changes to sense and smell and taste arrive, suitable testing would be best facilitated via the 111 service. Reminding myself when this all started, and all these COVID infections arrived in numbers some months ago, we didn't at 111 have large numbers of test kits. So a lot of people were actually advised initially, pretending any test, to self-isolate, and most did, were happy to do so for those 14 days. So we should not lose our focus to what is happening around us while living life still as normally as possible. Often a difficult set of juggling balls to grapple with, but this is exactly what we all must do. Meanwhile, the medical fraternity continues to evolve here on the island. Dr. Alapati, chess physician, pinged us a message at the weekend. Dr. Alapati has moved back to Manchester to rejoin his family after several months leading the Nobles chess team throughout the COVID days and weeks. He's been here for a few years now, taking over from, I think, Dr. Jones, I recall. Dr. Alapati was much liked and respected at Nobles, and we do all wish him well for the future as he continues his career in pastures new. We do receive occasional updates from medical staffing when new team members arrive, of course. A brief CV, introduction to their work. Maybe a little hint of a CV sometimes, give us an idea what they might want to do. So perhaps I should be forwarding this sort of information to our wider audience. It can be helpful sometimes. Hopefully few of us on the island will need to get to know the noble specialist that well, but some obviously will. The renal specialist being such an example. If you're in need of kidney dialysis, perhaps two or three times a week. And many patients, understandably, have a strong link to their oncologist, specialist in cancer care, who might be constructing a treatment plan for you, say after breast, bowel or prostate cancer diagnoses. This week, talking of bowels, as you do, I've seen several patients with abdominal pain as their main complaint, a horrible thing, abdominal pain. A couple in significant pain, in fact. Occasionally, clues give us a lead into the likely cause. One person had severe onset pain under the ribcage. The fear was of a collapsed lung or a heart attack, or worse, if there is worse, floated by the family. The reeling in pain victim, very kindly though, confirmed my query, as they did also have pain in the top of the shoulder. What? Confirming this odd and seemingly unrelated symptom gave us the diagnosis, gallstones. You see, the thin muscular curtain separating the guts from the chest in humans, the diaphragm, was formed long before you popped out of the womb. Starting high in the gills region, at the neck, in the embryo, and usually it moves down to its eventual site of function between chest and bowels, but by doing so, it carries a bit of its original nerve, which is in fact from the fourth nerve in the neck at spine level. In humans, this usually is sent across to the shoulder edge. So sometimes, when the diaphragm is irritated by, say, an angry gallbladder, which is sited just under its roof, Not only is the pain felt in the area under the rib cage on the right side, moving across to the other side or into the back, as the nerves surround the body like a belt, but also in the shoulder tip on that side. Something also often mentioned after keyhole surgery, as the air, carbon dioxide, and is pumped into the gut cavity to allow it to sort of tent up, allowing better views of the abdominal cavity, later collects then just under the diaphragm, before slowly being reabsorbed like blotting paper into the system. This pressure on the said diaphragm then produces, you've got it, shoulder tip pain, which people often complain about. It's a quirky thing then, the human body, occasionally a bit like a, well, usually reliable high-tech GPS. Occasionally the coordinates leading you somewhere up the garden path instead of into any given motorway. It's just the way it very occasionally is in our world of organic mechanics. Till next week, cheerio.